The first time that Tisha B'Av became a day of tragedy for the Jewish people was, of course, at the Chedem Meraglim, the Sin of the Spies. And this past week in Parashas Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu retells that story, the story of the Chedem Meraglim, but he changes the story a little bit. Back in Parashas Shlach, we're told, Shlach Lecha Hashem, that Hashem commands Am Yisrael to send spies. But Moshe Rabbeinu says in Parashas Devarim, it's not true. He says, it was your idea. You said you wanted me to send spies. In Parashas Shlach, we're told that the Meraglim were Nesiei Haida, that they were tremendous leaders of the Jewish people. And so it was easier for the people to be convinced that this is a problem, that there's going to be a problem going to the land. But Moshe Rabbeinu, in Parashas Devarim, doesn't mention that at all. And number three, in Parashas Shlach, we're told this whole story that the Meraglim told the people how terrible it was and how dangerous it was going to be and how hard it was going to be. And we're not told any of that in Parashas Devarim. But rather, Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, Lo avisam la'alos. Bottom line is, he didn't want to go. And Rav David Tzvi Hoffman asks, why the change in how the story is told? And he explains that the story is not really a different story. Of course, it's the same story. Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to the second generation, the generation, the children of the people who sit at the Chedem Meraglim, and he's saying to them, guys, there's always going to be excuses and reasons to reject the land of Israel. There's always going to be reasons to say this is too difficult and too hard. But the bottom line, what will determine your connection to the land of Israel will be, is whether avisam alos, if you want it enough. Because if you want it enough, you'll get past all the excuses. And if you don't want it, there's always going to be an excuse. And on Tisha B'Av, with all of the many messages and things that we're trying to cultivate, obviously Yisrael, loving other Jews, well, there's also a sense for a person to cultivate an Avas Eretz Yisrael. How much do I feel connected to the land? How much do I desire to be in the land? In whatever way, every person in their own way. And it's a day to consider and to think about, what is my connection to the land of Israel and how can I add to that connection? How can I build in that connection? Maybe I need to spend a little more time visiting Eretz Israel. Maybe I can invest more time, my tzedakah in Eretz Israel. Maybe I should be spending more time reading about Eretz Israel. What are the things that I can do as a Jew who knows that Enei Hashem lo kechaba, this is the place, this is the land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches all the time. It's the place where he is felt most. It's the place that is the place for Am Yisrael. And what am I doing to cultivate that sense of avisam alos, that it's the place where I want to be? To be able to say like the B'nos Slavcha, Lama Nigara, we don't want to lose out. We want to have our own chelik, our own place, our own connection to the land of Israel. So over the next, tonight and tomorrow, have the opportunity. Yes, the difficulty of Tisha B'Av, but the opportunity of Tisha B'Av. A time to think about and consider for ourselves, where's my connection? How do I cultivate that connection to Eretz Israel for myself and for my family? We should be zocha as we do so. To be zocha not just to see an Eretz Yisrael to which Am Yisrael is connected, but a real sense that Eretz Yisrael is built in the way Yerushalayim HaBanuya, Ki Yir Shechubo LaYachdav, Be'ez Hashem, with the coming of Mashiach.